Tadpoles.
We found the tadpole.
Oh, those are so cool.
There's one right there moving.
There's a lot of them, huh?
Yeah. Ours one just turned to a frog right now.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
And then after I can take a picture of that frog.
That would be, ooh, like as it's turning into a frog, right?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. The two young brothers were thrilled to find tadpoles in the pond at the Fred and Isla Rose Fife Wetland Preserve in Salt Lake City. They scrambled to take a picture with their tablet camera and upload the photo to an app called iNaturalist. It was a family outing. The boys, along with their mother and grandparents, took the day to participate in the City Nature Challenge.
The City Nature Challenge was a nationwide effort between April 14th and April 18th to document as much urban biodiversity in the United States as possible.
That's Lisa Thompson, exhibit developer at the Natural History Museum of Utah. She also leads the museum's Citizen Science Program, which includes the City Nature Challenge.
Documenting biodiversity is not something that scientists can do by themselves. There's just too much information that's needed. So in order to really begin to understand biodiversity on the planet, we need lots of people out there making observations then that scientists can analyze. It'll be imperative for citizen scientists to be involved if we are to tackle some of these big challenges around sustaining the biodiversity of our planet.
Citizen scientists are volunteers who contribute to scientific research. Those participating in the City Nature Challenge ranged from families with young children to university students to scientists. They used the iNaturalist app to document biodiversity. Tim Magnuson, a first-time user of the app, demonstrated how simple it was.
Ready or not, here comes science. They might be trying, here comes science.
So I've been exploring along the shore of this pond, and I noticed that there's a piece of wood floating in the pond here, and it's got a green scum on the surface of it. It's cyanobacteria. So I'm going to take a picture of it through iNaturalist. So I just acquired the image, and then what I can do is go to the next box, what did you see? And you can look up pretty much anything on this list. So I'm just going to type in cyanobacteria and just see if anything comes up. And sure enough, it says cyanobacteria, phylum cyanobacteria. So I'll just click on that. And so that identifies it. I can also write some notes in here. So I'll just type in on wood in pond. And so once I've done that, I could go ahead and at the very bottom of the screen just hit share. And now that's image and that information's been uploaded.
Christy Bills, the invertebrates collection manager at the Natural History Museum of Utah, says the app is a wonderful tool for satisfying personal curiosity.
Helps people get in touch with the nature in their area. And I feel really passionately that when you know the names of things, you're more at home in nature. It's a really fun thing to be able to have a library of your own observations, places you've been. Maybe you like to go to a certain camping place every year. Maybe you like to take hikes in a certain canyon. Maybe you're really entranced with places along the Jordan River and you want to see the way the plants change as they flower throughout the season. You just want to keep a document of your own observations of your own travels.
In fact, if you don't know what you're looking at, a plant, for instance, people within the iNaturalist community will help you identify it. The app also has substantial implications for scientific research, even right here in Utah. It can help improve the management of green spaces and monitor invasive species like firebugs.
They're these cute little bugs. They look almost like a box elder bug, those red and black bugs, but they're easy to identify because they have two black circles on their back. It's a fascinating story because they were introduced somehow into Salt Lake County. This was the first record of their occurrence in North America. And so scientists are really interested in finding out how they are going to disperse. And so we're encouraging people to take photos of firebugs wherever they see them and submit them so that we can track the dispersal of the species. Eventually, we imagine, you know, it'll spread throughout Utah, and who knows how far it will go.
While Thompson encourages people to make observations with the iNaturalist app all year round, she was very excited about the results of the City Nature Challenge. 16 cities across the United States participated. Over 120,000 observations were logged, and more than 8,500 different species identified.
To me, it's just wonderful and delightful to think about all this nature that we can encounter on a daily basis in our lives in the cities.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.